840 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, Rova District 208 hosting a community open house this Thursday evening. Joining us to talk more about it, he's the athletic director of Rova High School. He's the head football coach. I think, I don't know, maybe we can add head chef, basketball player. He's doing it all, especially coming up Thursday night. Grant Goldstrand joining us here this morning. Grant, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Any other roles I missed?
I'm actually the girls' track coach also.
Oh, so you got that also.
And physical education teacher.
See?
Yeah, you sound bored.
Yeah. Well, what do you do in your spare time, man? All right. Well, first off, a quick announcement. So the Rova Williamsfield baseball team was already scheduled to play today. Is that right?
They were supposed to have the first game today, but unfortunately, Mother Nature's got other plans.
Yeah, I'll still have something scheduled for later this week, too.
Yeah, hopefully they'll get to play on Wednesday, and our softball team's supposed to play Wednesday.
Yeah, Mother Nature's not being very kind here in March so far. We'll see. All right. Well, Grant, thanks again for coming in with us here this morning. Well, this is a pretty darn big event. I know you did it last year as well, the Rova Community Open House. And this is not just I know earlier in the school year you had the regular open house where, you know, parents came in and visited their child's classroom and whatnot. This is a whole different thing, and it's not just community members. Anybody who wants to come and kind of see what's going on, and there's all kind of entertainment happening as well. Let's talk about, first off, how this all came together doing this event.
I think we've done it before I got here 4 years ago, so they've done it probably 6-7 times maybe. It's the second night of our parent-teacher conferences. So it's a pretty unique way to get people into the building in different ways and kind of showing off the great things that our students do and as well as our staff does, and people that are not from Rova or haven't been back to Rova in 10, 20 years since they graduated or last went to a basketball or volleyball game there. They kind of get to walk in and see all the different things that are going on, all the new improvements that we've done to our school, because it's a lot different.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for me, walking into grade school / junior high now, that's just obviously a new building, but that was just, I was pretty impressed with those facilities seeing that.
Yeah. There's been a lot of upgrades done recently. So,
well, okay. So number one, if you go to this event, you're planning on thinking about dinner. Well, here you go. Coach Goldstrand the Rova Williamsfield football team going to be serving dinner. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Thankfully, we've got some awesome parents in the football program that are willing to help out and kind of take lead on that. I just kind of tell them kind of what we were thinking about doing, and then they take it and they run with it. And before I know it, it's all planned and ready to go. So it'll be a free will donation, a taco in a bag dinner. So you get taco in a bag. There'll be some desserts. There'll be water. That'll be in the cafeteria. And again, that'll be anywhere between 5 and 7 p.m. You can get served by some of our football players, meet them. And also in the cafeteria that night, the cheerleaders will be doing face painting up on the stage. So you can come eat, meet some football players, get face painted by the cheerleaders, and then go off and do whatever other things you got planned.
What more do you want out of life?
What more
taco
do
in a bag
want
and face painted? It's all there for you, man. No, it's really
all
cool.
All under one roof.
I know the kids, I'm not big on the face painting, but I know the kids love it. Especially the younger kids. It would be a really cool thing.
No, you'd be surprised the older kids also.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you ever have yours painted?
Before I could grow a beard, yes.
I had a beard. I do some face painted tattoos and things like that, too.
Oh, there you go.
That was weeks ago, though.
But, I mean, there's so many other things going on. There's going to be a book fair happening in the LMC. And a lot of different students' projects are going to be available to be seen in different classrooms, too.
Yeah, actually, there's a Scholastic Book Fair for the elementary schools, and also the Wordsmith Bookshop out of Galesburg is also going to be there with books for kind of more of the junior high school range. And then there's just a bunch of different stuff going on to showcase what people do in different classrooms. One of the main things that people have really enjoyed seeing the last couple of years is there's our junior high English department does a wax museum. So the kids basically write biographies or autobiographies, and they make a wax figurine of the person that they wrote their autobiography about. So I know there's at least one NFL player in there because I was asked by a junior high girl if she could borrow a helmet and a pair of shoulder pads. So
cool.
We'll see what NFL player makes his appearance at Wax
cool.
Museum.
So they're actually building, like, I'm guessing it's a smaller, but a wax model.
Yep, they build a wax model, and then they present it, and they kind of talk about, like, what it, that what it would be like to be that person, and it's a pretty neat thing.
So they're actually having to learn something and know their material for those in attendance to ask them about. That's a pretty cool thing. All right, so the mentioned the Scholastic Book Fair. You can view some projects. And also, well, even if you have already, before you came, a chance to get some coffee or some snacks as well, a little snack bar is going to be set up.
Yes, our FCS teacher does a good job. They do that a couple mornings a week at the school where they serve coffee and snacks for the kids in the morning. So they're going to open that up as well. And then also another new thing this year is we have a new music director. Well, two new music directors. The one in the junior high and high school, his name is Wes Anderson. He's doing a bunch of music performances with the junior high and high school band in the elementary gym. So the jazz band's going to play at 5. The drum line's going to play at 5:30. The winter guard, which is a color guard, is going to be performing at 6. They're going to do a piano contest in the band room at 6:30. And then also at the seniors versus staff faculty basketball game, the pep band is going to be performing and doing their cantastic performance again like they did during basketball season.
Okay, so will that game be junior high or high school?
That'll be in the high school gym, and it starts at 7:30.
You know what that gym's called, Tyler?
I do.
What is it? Let's hear it.
It's Chuck E.
Cheese.
Yes, that's it.
I'm sorry.
Bobby, Chucky, something. Yeah.
Bob Meredith gym would be the one. Very
Robert.
Similar to Chucky.
Robert.
Yes, that is true. That is true. All right, so that'll be – so seniors versus the staff. Okay, are these senior basketball players or all
Yeah, they
seniors?
Are
okay.
Rova Williamsfield senior basketball players, and it's also Rova Williamsfield staff members. So we got about 11 or 12 staff members. Ready to go.
So you've told me you're ready. You've got some guys that and girls that can play.
Yeah, we've been playing for a couple months now because obviously we've got to try to get in somewhat of a basketball shape so we can play. But, we don't want to lose as seniors. So.
Well, okay, what's happened? Have you played this game in the past with them?
We played – last year was kind of the first year we've done it this way, and the faculty won last year.
Ah, see, good.
They did.
There you go. There you go. We embarrass those kids. Right?
I won't say that. But our goal will be to have more points than them when the buzzer goes off.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, a lot of great things happening. I think it's really cool, the music performances. Okay, this piano contest going on in the band room. What? So anybody wants to enter?
That's how I would take that. I'm not 100% sure. Another cool thing that's going on that they've kind of done in the past, but they've revamped it this year, is a scavenger hunt. So you go in and you get a map of either the high school office or the elementary school office, and there's different objectives that you need to get to or places you need to go. And there's stamps at each one of those locations. And when you fill out your card all the way, you get an immediate prize, something smaller. And then you're also entered to win a bunch of like gift cards to local businesses like Pizza House, Jimmy's, Casey's, Dairy Queen, just so people can get out and see all the different parts of the district, so people can realize all the good things that are going on and see some of the new stuff that's happened.
All right. Grant Goldstrand, he is the athletic director, head football coach, among other things, at Rova High School. Rova District 208 hosting a community open house this Thursday evening. It all gets underway at about 5 o'clock, in conjunction with parent-teacher conferences. But anybody can attend this, and a lot of different fun events are going to be happening at the open house coming up. Anything else that we need to know that's going to be going on?
I don't know. I think that we've talked about quite a bit. I mean, each individual teacher is going to have stuff going on in their classroom.
Okay.
So I'm sure there's stuff that I've missed in there that teachers are doing in the elementary or the junior high or high school. It's pretty unique.
Well, with the weather as it is and track practice, do you still run sprints in the hallway?
Yep, the hallway, yep. It's always a decent spot.
See, that's a great thing, Tyler, the one hallway in the high school long enough to do your 100 meters.
There you go.
The tough thing is if somebody comes out of classroom door while you're in the midst of it.
That's true. I don't think you can do that anymore. They're all curved. So you got to.
That's harder, yeah. That's a little bit harder there.
That's why I didn't go out.
That's what kept you from it. Okay. Grant Goldstrand joining us here this morning. So, again, the Rova Community Open House, it's coming up this Thursday evening. Everything gets underway 5 o'clock. You can grab a bite to eat. You can get snacks even. And come check it out to hear different musical performances. And, of course, cap it all off with the basketball game, the staff versus the seniors. Pep Band will be performing there at 7:30. Sounds like this is really kind of a fun event and a chance. To, like you said, if you went to high school there, or you just kind of curious about what it looks like now, get a chance to check that out. The grade school and junior high as well. So just a great community event.
Yeah, hopefully we get to see a lot of people there. People haven't been. been there for a while, so they can kind of come see all the great things that are going on at Rova and all the great students and staff members that we got, too.
Absolutely. Well, Grant, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.